All right, let me call this meeting to order. Do we have an adoption of the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Garcia, seconded by Ms. Lindhur. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. All right, I will now open the first round of public comments. Anyone wishing to speak to the finance board, please step to the podium, state your name and address. Keep your comments 5 minutes on top of the directed to the board. Does anyone wish to speak this time? Since there's nobody else in the room but us, I will assume that is a no. All righty, do we have approval of the minutes from the preceding meeting?
I move we approve.
I'll second it.
Motion made by Ms. Lindhur, seconded by Mr. Garcia. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 3-0. All right.
Okay, Mariana, can you make that bigger?
I certainly can.
Yeah, really. Man, I can't see it.
I'd have to be sitting where Mariana was.
Keep on going.
There you go.
And slide in.
Can you see that?
Yeah, that's better.
Close enough.
Okay. I can make it bigger.
Long as they can read it.
Hold on.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Now, more better.
Okay. You'll notice our ending balance is rather low.
During the game, I would hold Luke's glasses, and I'd wear them about half the time.
So now, that's for what month?
This is October.
Okay.
The good news is we have spent quite a bit of money on Zion Crossroads, and we have requisitioned that money back. And we should be receiving that hopefully this week. It's
$3,638,637.
You gave me $1 million more. Yeah. So if you look at that, if you add those together, you're at about 7.5. And if you go back up here to I can't see what year it is, but I think it's 17. You'll see that.
Maybe shrink it one, then you can see the
you'll see that's
the
about
side.
Whoa, what? That was not what I wanted to do. Hold on.
Personal. Yeah, there you go. Keep on going.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Anyway, that's FY17. And you'll see that that's about what we had that year. Now, last year we had a little bit more money. We were looking at.
Can you figure one more, Mariana, so I can see the.
I can't see it. Hold on.
And
let's
then
do this.
To the, there you go. So
okay, so October we had
11 million.
Yeah, last year. But keep in mind we weren't spending money on Zion Crossroads and this kind of thing. What I do want to remind everyone is that we've got about $2.5 million to requisition on Zion Crossroads, and then we're paying cash. So just FYI, once we requisition the next 2.5,
so
after that,
requisition equals drawdown on the
drawdown. Yeah, sorry, that's sorry. Yeah. Once we do that, then it's all
in my little supply. My just the opposite.
Apologize. Yeah. Oh yeah, you're thinking. Yes, once we draw down, we've got $2.5 million left, and then it's our dime. So just
so budget time, we need to
keep that
so line. And so that's one thing we're gonna have to go to the board since we're finishing up kind of the whole year end for fiscal year 19 with the audit. Mariana will be coming back to the board saying, look, now we finally need to commit the
$3 million,
the $3 million, the $2.5 million, or whatever that is, towards the project at this point, because like I said, we're probably 2 months away from
running out of money. We talk about that all the time.
And what's the semi-annual receipts, Linda? About $7 million.
Yeah, because let's see, we've got one mortgage company that'll come in probably around Thanksgiving, and that's $3 million. So yeah,
hopefully they pay mine this year.
If not, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
So that doesn't leave the county with
a lot of money.
Anything in CIP at all?
No.
We already had some CIP meetings with the Planning Commission. Like I said, we're waiting to finish up year end to see kind of where the final numbers are going to be for what's left and what's available for if there is any available for CIP projects or anything else.
Have we added the money, the carryover and leftover yet? We haven't added
No. But then, like I said, we'll be doing that here probably within the next two weeks, probably.
We should have the audit results and everything done by the end of November, so then we'll know what our actual figure is.
The schools are talking about like 950 coming back or 940-ish, and then we are.
We'll probably have 1.5 to 2 million.
Probably.
Yeah. So that's. Put those two together, so we'll be at $3 million if we want to spend it down.
Go to the bank balance.
Having said the debt payment of $4 million. School payroll, almost $3 million.
The tab, bank balance graph.
$864,000 in bills for the county.
That's the lowest balance we've had since...
Ever.
We had...
Yeah, no. Keep in mind, there's one snafu. If we would have had the $3.6 million requisitioned, you know, we would be...
We'd be at seven. The interesting thing, we spent most of that money in a 4 to 5 week period.
Yes.
I mean, it went just boom. Yeah.
That's because, I mean, it's all the Zion's Cross.
It's boiling now.
Oh, the SCBAs, have we already spent
no.
for that?
No.
We haven't spent for
oh, no.
that.
We put it aside in an unassigned fund balance, but we haven't spent.
Yeah.
They haven't spent for it. So, we're looking at prices on that. So.
I'm not sure if you're aware of that one, Rudy, but all of our breathing apparatus in the county, period, are either at the end of their lifespan or...
Could you scroll over just a little bit to the left?
Yeah.
The little bottom arrow. Just hit one. Okay,
like
so it's 10
when we had that house fire over at Stage Junction, the pack that I had on.
And scroll back to the right.
Signaled the entire time that I was a man down. So people are running around looking for me, and it's like, hey guys, I'm okay, I got air.
Yeah,
We would have had 7.4.
We would have been about where we were.
Right here.
Yeah.
It's the same exact spot.
Yeah. October 17.
That's where we would have been had we not been spending all that.
Yeah.
But again, that should be in this week. We're going to look at requisition. We normally requisition quarterly. On this, we're going to requisition monthly because the money's going out so fast. But again, FYI, you know, 2.5 left, and then that's all of us. So.
Okay. And we are still projected to be slightly under budget on that.
Oh, on the project? Like, yes, at this point, yes.
If nothing changes.
Yes, there's
if nothing changes, I think we're supposed to be
2.5, 2.6.
Yeah, well, I mean,
instead of 3. I mean,
yeah.
Right. Yes. So I mean, we're looking at
if that won't affect fund balance, that'll just be money you don't draw down. Right?
Well, no, it will. It will because
it'll add to the fund.
Because we said we originally earmarked like $3 million for the project that we were going to pay cash for.
Got it.
So if we only pay $2.5 million cash or $2.2 million cash, you know, that's cash that's going to be staying in the county's account. So,
but we have to until that point in time. Counted as 3.
Yeah, we're kind of setting aside that $3 million figure.
And I think what we're going to do on the unassigned fund balance memo that we give the board every month, we haven't had that on there. I think once we get our actual figure for this year going forward from the audit, we're going to go ahead and put it on there, just kind of as a placeholder, so everybody sees it every time we go to a meeting.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I think sometimes people kind of forget that.
Yeah.
So.
And are there any? Is there anything coming up between January and June collections?
You mean bill-wise?
Yeah.
Well, we have debt payments that hit. We have some debt payments. No, we already had the debt payments.
The only other project we're discussing right now is that burn building. And how much will that cost above and beyond?
And that's relatively small in the grand scheme of things.
$400,000. I hope it.
Do we have any? Are we going to get any DMV stops? Are they?
They're going back on in February.
February, okay.
Because the delinquent letters are going to go out in January. We give them 30 days, and then we attach them.
And that's usually a good.
Yeah.
Well then.
So I mean, obviously,
we've got a few sales coming up, but. They're not going to bring a whole lot.
How much do we have? How much do we have in the CDs, just out of curiosity?
A million.
1.2.
So it's a little bit over.
Yeah.
Barely.
Oh, yeah.
1.2.
Okay.
Well, so you drew it down 1.8, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Marianne, out of the BB&T, I moved $75,000 out of that yesterday.
Okay.
And that went into VIP.
Okay.
Does anyone have the statement for VIP for the month?
I don't.
Do you have it, Linda?
I don't know if I do or not.
I'm just curious what the interest rate is on the VIP.
No, I don't. Okay. Just the thing from Doug. But I can send it to you.
No, that's fine. I mean, I could pull it up. I was just curious. Just, I mean, because as we start planning, so you... the finance board, I mean, the county's going to start getting money in, and it's going to be what's the best bet, putting it into a CD or putting it into the VIP program?
VIP is right now better.
Yeah,
because VIP, I talked to Doug yesterday.
Last month, I think it was, because I looked at the statement last month for September, and I think it was 2.04% or something like that. Now, I don't know what it is currently.
And the good thing with VIP is I can move it in today and take it out tomorrow and still get the overnight.
So as money starts coming in, where does the finance board want the county to start putting money into? Put it in the CD or put it keeping it liquid in the liquidity pool?
I think the
we're down low enough now that I'd say the liquid pool so we can put our hands on it.
Yeah. So monthly payroll is how much? 2 million?
Schools are two and a half, three.
Almost three.
You know? Mm-hmm. County's about twice. What would
270 or something like that
for the whole month or for?
No, that's only one. I think we're usually around 700 to 800,000 a month for the county.
250,
so you got 3.2 a month for 6 months.
What's that?
Before the next collections are in.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah,
because they won't go till May. Based on when the board says.
But this is through October, keep in mind. This doesn't include the tax, the taxes for December.
Yeah. And it doesn't include the drawdown on the requisition on the whatever word you want to use.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
So what did we decide that we were recommending to Linda as far as general fund balance? 2 months? Is that what we recommended? And then everything else is invested?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that's 2 months is
about $7 million.
$7 million, yeah. We're way short now.
Again, though, once this
comes in, we'll be right at seven million.
This looks pretty bleak, but keep in mind this is October, and so we've had money come in since then, and then
this is the low of the low.
Yeah.
Well, and like I said, keep in mind if we would have drew down the funds sooner, we would have another 3.6 in there, so we'd be at 7.6. So we should be. Yeah, we're not completely out of the realm of normal, but because we're drawing down some money on other projects and we're using fund balance, it's starting to just kind of.
And how much do we bring in for the taxes in November?
It's like seven.
That gets us 2 months ahead.
Yeah.
Which would give us, based on this balance and this, about 14.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of where you are up here. So I don't think it's, you know, like what you said, this looks really low right now because of the Zion thing.
So, Mike, this is really an example of what happens if you don't, if you decide to use cash instead of debt.
Mm-hmm.
Because you pretty much scraped to the bottom of the barrel. So any long-term plans that the county may have, this kind of shows that we can't do long-term plans right now.
Yeah, because if we didn't have this 3.6 coming back,
right,
but we would
be in trouble.
No, I would be saying we're going to have to go get a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, honestly, I mean, if we've got projects, I mean, if the board had even wanted to, they could take out debt for other stuff. I mean, but that's a board decision. I mean, we had money set aside for the radio project that we were going to pay cash for, and then other things came up, so we set it aside to pay cash for
the
this.
Debt service.
Yeah.
I mean, in theory, you could take out debt for the remainder of Zion, but then you got more debt.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's six, one, half dozen the other, I guess. I mean...
Yeah, so I mean, you got two things going on, right? One is your general cash flow management that Linda has to deal with, and then one is the long term investments that we know are going to be coming, right?
Right.
And
well, and once again, though, you go back to what they're talking about. We're right at $4 million in there,
mm-hmm.
And you got how much coming
3.6.
back? 3.6. I mean, we're at 7.5.
Yeah.
Or 7.6.
Not including the tax collection.
We're at 7.6, so we'll be at 15 million by the time everything's said.
Can you zoom down?
In November we'll be at 7.7 million.
So I can see the months.
Sure.
And go to the last.
But it was really scary to have to go into those CDs because we were like $61,000 in our bank account. And it's like, oh, I'm not facing these teachers. And we waited till
they're a friendly group, understanding group.
When it comes to money, their payroll, you tell them that.
Yeah, so do we need something?
I tell my wife that.
Focus.
No, boys. So do we need something in the minutes to give Linda direction over the next period of time until we meet again on balance to keep in the general fund and direct whatever excess is to the
VIP?
To the VIP and then
are you good? Are you good with that? I mean, that way she can get her hands on it right away.
Until we build that balance back up again to where it's over 5 million, it kind of makes sense to just leave it there because she's going to have to draw back into it to make payroll over the next 6 mm-hmm. months. Mm-hmm.
But like I say, VIP is just instantaneously back.
And really, the interest on the VIP is not, it's not horrible.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so I mean, if we keep a $4 or $5 million balance in the Wells Fargo, and then as she needs to, she just draws down from VIP to replenish that back up, so she make payroll and then move money and then make payroll and move money. I think that gives us the longest amount of time possible for the largest amount of money to be invested.
I mean, we make the most use out of our money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, do you want to see that in the minutes?
I mean.
So you ready, Caden?
Sure.
Okay. I move that the finance board direct the treasurer to keep a fund balance in the main checking account of $5 million and the remainder to be in the Virginia investment pool, thereby allowing the treasurer to move money from VIP back to the main checking account as needed to maintain that balance.
Do we have a second?
A second.
We have a motion on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. I was just thinking.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes 3-0. Hey, now I had one question. Where are we with the online thing?
On credit cards?
Credit cards.
That's with Cindy.
Cindy's got it. She's working with the vendor.
Okay.
And the
two lawyers. We thought we had one in place, and then there were some stipulations the lawyers couldn't agree on, unfortunately. So now we're...
Imagine that.
Yeah, so we're continuing.
Because I talked to Christina last week, and
she was supposed to send
me something, but I have not received...
Yeah,
anything.
I'll
have to have
and I bet Cindy hasn't either.
I know Christina.
I'll reserve comments since the microphone broke. So that will allow people to pay at the office, and is the county picking up the surcharge?
No.
To pass it through.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a pass-through charge. I mean, for that convenience, whatever it will be, it should.
I think. Well, and I think some of the charges. I think it was like 2% charge or something like that, 2 or 2.5.
Which is standard. I mean, that's not unusual. And it won't just be at the treasurer's office. This will be
for any
so they'll be able to pay for parks and rec things.
Yeah,
and
if you want to go down to...
That'll increase your revenue.
Yeah.
I would hope it would.
So we're hoping that'll make it easier for people too.
And, well, the one thing about that, I was thinking about riding in here. I better save this one for later.
Will that allow other county agencies like the school to ride on that too?
No, that I do not know.
I don't know either.
It'd be a great question.
Yeah.
And we probably need to get that resolved before the contract is signed.
Everything.
Yeah, see if it can be like a...
Yeah, just a...
sub-account?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cooperative agreement, or if there's terms in there that the schools could...
Yeah.
Could hop on to do
it's
things.
The same
I mean, that could actually help your collections on lunches too.
Yeah, but
they have a program with school lunch.
Yeah, they have some sort of a
I think they have some type of online system, yeah, I think, with that.
Yeah, if I owe 45 cents, they send me an email immediately saying I owe 45 cents. Yeah.
And then you can pay that online.
Even as old as you are, you still have somebody in high school.
No, I'm talking about mine. my son carries his lunch every day. This would be me going down there getting my PB&J. Uncrustable.
So I guess the next finance board meeting we have is February? I think so.
That's my guess. Is there anything else we can think of we need to discuss? I just wanted to ask that question.
Do you have a schedule of debt payment that you could possibly...
I can send that to you.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
So we can kind of have a heads up.
Yeah.
I can put it on my...
Yeah, we've got that.
Because they're all... Most of them are pretty much at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. January, April, July, and October.
Did we set up the next one? Because I don't have it on my calendar.
We did. No, we did not. This is the last one we set up.
Okay,
so that's going to be up to whenever everybody wants to do that.
So would it be helpful for the community to have something presented at the Board of Supervisors showing what the Finance Board has accomplished over the last 3 years?
Yeah. I mean, we try to talk about that, how we're making money.
I think just based on all the conversation we had over the last election period, right? There's obviously a disconnect between what we're doing and what the citizens think is happening.
Yeah.
Right? And so if there was a way to put that on record.
Because I wish I had a dollar for every email I got.
I'm okay with since you're sitting on the board and chief treasurer, I have no problem.
Let you
guys put
there.
Together the mm-hmm. the slide.
Sure.
I have no problem.
You be the presenter.
Well, because just go up to I don't know. Keep on going up. Let me see here, and go up past that.
That's as far as we go.
Okay,
July 16.
Yeah, I mean, so highlight. July 16 to August, all that stuff in the VIP column,
right
there. Yep, highlight all that. So we earned $592 the first year. So go down to the next and highlight the next section. Hit Control and highlight the other section. So what's that?
I think I missed. Okay.
28,000 that
811,
year.
Yeah.
Okay, so then go down to the next one.
Next year is when it really started kicking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, undo control.
We got through the little
just click on that.
And we also put a lot more.
Yeah, we did 172,000 in, yeah, oh yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, so 200,000 in fiscal year 19.
Now this one's not as much because there was two, we got the two spots over there, where we?
Yeah, but
year so far 40,000.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's even with losing a little bit of money here.
Yeah, I think that tells a good story. So if we can show the average amount of money invested over each fiscal year, and then the earnings for each fiscal year.
Well, all we have to do, we can go back. Mariana can go back and munison poll the interest. The actual interest income off of investments and stuff for the years, and then showing what's been happening as of recent, and you'll be able to see, because I mean we even budgeted a certain amount this year and we did better than
we thought. I think that telling that story to the community will do a lot to allay some of the concerns that were raised. Because we are doing the things that we're supposed to do to be fiscally responsible and to be good stewards.
We're just not in front of everybody.
But you're not telling the citizens. And if you in today's world, if you don't tell them, it doesn't happen.
And you got to explain it real simple in black and white.
Well, at the end of the day, Linda sends this report in the board package was it monthly?
Mm-hmm. She does, but I mean, that's something that.
But the presentation itself to really.
Don't go online and look at
nobody. Nobody's going to know about that unless I try to say something
unless
about it.
Unless the newspaper picks it up. Right.
Well, here's the thing. You always have someone from the newspaper there. So if you get this and you do a presentation, it'll show.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. If you can just give me schedule on the the agenda.
December.
You want to do the
pitch? I'll be in to do the pitch for FLDP funding.
When is that?
At the December
meeting. Are you in the 18th meeting?
I guess that's what it is.
Is it the first meeting in December or the second?
It's the second.
The second.
So we can put him on there on the 18th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. I'm not going to be there, but this is my 30th anniversary. It's the 16th. 2 days beforehand, so I'm taking my wife on a cruise. Cool. Never gone anywhere for our anniversary. And I looked at her and said,
"You're a good band."
Well, like I said, we've never done anything for our anniversary.
We'll wait till January. Yeah. It's up to you. Whatever you got.
I don't need to be there. I'd rather not be there.
Why?
I like being out of the picture.
Let's go January.
That's fine.
Or you can do the first meeting in December if you want.
Whatever you guys want, just tell me.
I can't be there that first.
Okay.
Because that's just
like it. Rudy doesn't need to do two meetings.
January.
We'll do the first January meeting. That's an organizational meeting, too.
Okay. It's not very long.
Yeah.
Good. There you go.
Okay. I'll get it put together and send it to you, and then you can tweak it or tell me what you want to do.
Yep.
Okay.
Then we can do
that. Okay.
Yep, that's fine. Okay. I really think the citizens really need to know what's going on.
Well, and honestly, that'll probably be a good segue, too, because Mariana will have finished all of her audit stuff, and usually the first or second meeting in December, she kind of does an end-of-the-year CAFR thing, so then the first meeting in January, that'll be good to show interest, because that'll probably spawn some conversation of what to do moving forward.
Yeah, and you would have had all of... The tax receipts would have been posted by the
right.
December.
So you'll be able to see this, and you'll be able to see updated balances with all the receipts posted.
Are we behind on getting the money back from the schools and the county right now, or is it always this late? I thought October or November.
No. Yeah, I mean it's just a matter.
We have to wait for the audit.
Yeah, we just have to finish out the audit.
And
it's always November.
Caitlin, did you capture that for the minutes?
Which?
About doing a presentation to the Board of Supervisors. Do we need to put it in our minutes?
What we were just talking about?
I was going to mention it, but I don't have a motion.
Yeah.
Do we need a motion?
I don't think we need a motion.
Just let her mention it.
Yeah, okay. Just mention it in the minutes.
Like you said, it's just good to let folks know sometimes. I mean, it doesn't have to be all the time, but once a year. Just come in and say, hey, here's how the last year is going.
Yep.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
When's the next meeting?
Oh, yeah. We need
February.
We're
going to do February?
February.
Yeah, I'll just tell me when.
That'll be...
Well, it may not be me.
February the 11th?
So that'll be whoever the chairman is at that point in time. If it's me, it'll be me. If it's not me, it'll be whoever it is.
February the 11th, I'm not going to be here.
Okay.
Okay.
Where do you want to go? Do you want to go the 4th or the 18th?
Doesn't matter.
Linda?
Doesn't matter.
Let's do the 4th.
I don't want to say one way or the other. And whoever the next one is may not want to meet at 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. You're saying it may not be you because it's January and they have
a... Let's just tentatively plan February 4th at 8 a.m.
Okay.
And then,
I mean, if it's one of the retired folks, then that shouldn't be an issue. But if it's Mr. O'Brien, and
Tony can change his damn schedule.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know who it's going to be.
Yeah.
It could be me.
So you
never
like
tell.
Motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I will second.
Motion's on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Didn't take Ms. Flynn.